Friday, August 8th at 10 p.m. There will be 2 floors of psychedelic trance and down-tempo music curated by DJ Water with performances, art, and special guests. Tribal Essence Volume 2 Release Party will take place at the Analog Cafe, 720 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard in Portland. More information, including a list of performers, can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio and Sante Aesthetics and Wellness are proud to co-sponsor A Touch of Portland 2014, an exploration in healing. Saturday, August 16th, from noon to 8 p.m. A Touch of Portland is a KBOO benefit that focuses on the healing arts. It gives participants a chance to sample multiple healing modalities in a comfortable setting. This year will be a block party on Northwest 17th between Davis and Everett. It will feature organic food from local restaurateurs and 8 hours of music broadcast live. We will have multiple modalities of massage, acupuncture, shiatsu, and more. That's Saturday, August 16th from 12 to 8 p.m. A Touch of Portland, an exploration in healing. For more information, go to kboo.fm under events.
Hey, put me on the mic. All right, we are back. This is Hazel. This is Puppet Radio Theater.
Am I on the mic? My mic's not even up.
All right, talk now. Talk now.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Am I on?
No.
I can't hear myself. I need to walk over there. Ah, that's much better.
There we go.
We just had a caller. We just had a very long and detailed conversation about
awesome.
Robert Fripp versus Adrian Belew. Apparently there's some static between the two of them, but that's not the point. This caller mentioned that King Crimson is reformed with George Harrison's son. And you know what Hazel said?
What did I say?
Hazel said,
"No, no, okay.
Is George Harrison dead?
You know, I have a lot of things on my mind. I have to board up. I have to start the show. Speaking of which, we should start
Hazel,
our show.
Hazel, there are only 2 Beatles left.
Yeah, that's
now, hold on. I got one more question for you, and then we can start the show. This is a best of Puppet Radio Theater, by the way.
It
is.
So
you're in for a real treat, because this is the best of everything
right,
we've ever
of.
Done. No, wait. No, we've got minutes to go yet. Here's my question for you.
Okay.
There are only 2 Beatles left alive.
Uh-huh.
How many Ramones are left? Original Ramones?
5.
Oh, man, you gotta get with the program there, Hayes.
Anyway.
So this is Puppet Radio Theater. We'll be starting the show in a minute.
Yes.
Read out the numbers. We want more feedback from you people.
We have information to share with the
information.
Thousands,
and we want information.
Visitors. Possibly even hundreds of
Bye.
Thousands.
Bye. That's the nice lady who just listened to King Crimson.
That's right.
King Crimson!
So if you'd like to call and be on the air and talk puppets, you could call us at 503. You should repeat those numbers after me.
503-231-8187.
Or you can email us.
Did you stoners write down that number?
Or you should say it again.
503-231-8187. We'll be mentioning that again, so, you know, you can pull a pen out of your bong or something, and they're over the course of this next sketch.
Right. All right. So we're going to start the
Wait,
show.
No, we've got an email. We've got plenty of time here.
All right, here we go. Email, you can tell us things. SoylentComedy@gmail.com.
SoylentComedy@gmail.com. Is there a hyphen in there?
Nope.
You know, I broke my hyphen. Oh,
I'm
it hurt a lot.
I'm
now, hold on. But this is the point in putting out that email, which we'll be saying again. We want collaborators. Maybe you're somebody who's made some radio comedy who wants to hear their radio comedy being played on the air.
Maybe you're a puppet who would like to guest star in an episode.
What are the chances of that? In any event, if you've got finished radio comedy and you'd like to hear it on Puppet Radio Theater, just send an email to
SoylentComedy@gmail.com.
SoylentComedy@gmail.com. Or just go to SoylentCo. Is it SoylentCo.com?
SoylentCo.com.
SoylentCo.com. Man, that website really needs to be re-upped.
The website's awesome.
The website's nice, but, you know, I don't know about WordPress. All right, I guess we should start the show now.
Puppet Radio Theater is also on Facebook. You can contact us that way.
Are we on Twitter?
Soylent Comedy is our Twitter address.
Soylent Comedy is our at soylentcomedy.com.
Puppet Radio Theater is our hashtag. So
that's our hashtag. We're getting a little bit self-promotionally here.
I know. All right, I think we should start things. All right, here we go. Let's see if I can operate this with my
two. I'll just talk here. I'm just going to... Don't get nervous. When your hands get sweaty, you slip.
Are they gone?
All right.
Hold on, let me check. Yeah, coast is clear. Come on out.
Come on. Let's power up the board. Let's go. Come on.
Let's do this.
Puppet Radio!
My name is Patchouli Mumbo, and I'm like a time traveler. Defective iPhone, kinda complicated.
This is terrible.
What?
Who wrote this?
That was funny, right?
You're a patriarchal sociopath is what you are.
Yeah, I've been called worse.
He was cuter as a swan.
Now we are happy.
First Mondays of the month, 10 p.m. Hooray!
Julie, man, can we talk?
Riv, you're wrapping the sage bundles too tight. That's why they don't burn, right?
Well, I'm tense, man.
Yeah, babe, your aura's been off for days. Like, what's up?
Well, like, I feel like, you know, you're not even here sometimes. I mean, like, you just disappear for hours at a time.
I told you, River, ever since my iPhone blew up in that sweat lodge, things have been weird, you know? The time travel thing. But it's all good, right?
Well, I guess so. I don't know. Hey, I need to take a leak. Tie up this sage bundle for me, okay?
Sure, babe.
Come on, I like a cream.
Whoa.
Caught in a temporal vortex caused by a malfunctioning iPhone during a heavy sweat lodge session at Burning Man, Patchouli Mumbo travels through time. She's Patchouli Mumbo, hippie time traveler.
Patchouli? Aw, man. This is just like that fish show.
Plays beautifully.
Yes, but I believe he has saddened.
As are we all. We have been long away from Lou. The master despairs of never being allowed to return to the land of his birth.
What is that light?
Blue as a robin's egg, bright as an evening star.
That's a good one. You should write it down.
So Confucius can take the credit? Why bother?
Someone is stepping out of the light. It looks to be a woman.
Pale woman, but where are our manners?
Whoa, where am I? Or when am I?
You are in the encampment of the most wise sage Confucius, on the outskirts of the state of Song.
How is it that you even speak our language?
Oh man, am I going to have to explain this every time trip?
Perhaps it is better not to ask.
We must take you to see the master. He will want to greet you.
The master? Sounds kind of patriarchal, but you know, one in Rome.
What?
Master Kong, we have brought a guest.
Master Kong?
Yan Hui, silence is a true friend who never betrays.
But Master Kong, we have a visitor.
I think the master is trying to tell you that he wishes to continue playing.
Oh, far out. Can I jam with you? Good thing I brought my frame drum.
Never give a sword to a man who can't dance. Where are my manners? A guest has come from afar. Please, offer her some tea.
Yes, Confucius.
Please, enjoy some tea. and tell us how you came to come to Sung.
My name is Patchouli Mumbo, and I'm like a time traveler. Defective iPhone, kind of complicated.
Ah, a fellow traveler. We have been traveling ourselves for many seasons.
Right on. So you guys just travel around the countryside, jamming out, you know, hanging with the locals?
Many are those in the kingdoms claiming to seek the truth. Few are those who wish to hear it. My followers and I tend to wear out our welcome, forcing us to move from state to state.
Wow, just like a rainbow gathering.
What is this rainbow gathering? Are they a school of philosophy as well?
Kind of, I guess. You know, a bunch of brothers and sisters traveling around, grooving out on the vibes. Lots of love and kind buds.
Wherever you go, there you are.
You're so deep, man. Like, how is it that you're not hooked up?
What is this hooked up?
You know, like with a lady? Sensitive new age guy like you? I'm surprised you don't have groupies.
Yes. The master has a wife, but they have been apart for many years because of political difficulties.
I get that. My boyfriend River is feeling kinda aggro over the way I drop in and out of the time portal. I really feel for you, Kung Fu.
Not Kung Fu, please. We refer to the master as Confucius.
Right on. I once knew this guy who changed his name to all vowels. Nobody on the commune knew what to call him.
Commune?
Better not to ask.
They must often change who would be constant in happiness or wisdom.
I know, right? I try to tell Riv that maybe this is like a gift from the universe. Maybe the Great Spirit wants me to, like, I don't know, help people and stuff.
If you go, no one may follow. That path is for your steps alone.
Kung Fu? That is so deep.
Master Confucius.
Sorry, Confucius. How long have you been touring?
I've been in exile for nearly 20 years now. My attempts at reform made me unpopular at the court of my home state. Other states find my political ideas troublesome. So I wander.
Trouble ahead, trouble behind.
Ah. That notion just crossed my mind.
You're so deep. Sometimes I wish my boyfriend, you know, River, could see a big picture.
Better a diamond with a flaw than a pebble without.
Master, I do not wish to interrupt your rap session with our foreign guest, but oughtn't we not be considering the matter of our return to Lu?
Yanhui, you're really bringing me down.
1,000 apologies, Master.
Maybe when you get back to Lu, you can offer them a peace offering, like this sage bundle.
Master, this gift smells like hemp.
Look at me, total space cadet. Wrong bundle.
It is most fragrant.
This is the plant which those in the countryside use to ease the suffering of daily toil. It is not for those who lead the life of the mind.
Thank you, student. I'll be the judge of that.
You can hold on to it if you like. Riv and I have a job clipping on a med farm in Cali.
I have no idea what you just said, but I accept your gift.
I don't usually go for older dudes, but you're pretty groovy.
Thank you.
Not to be ageist, like, old age is totally a groovy thing. True, you're like shouldered off the stage, but then you're given such a pleasant front row seat, you know?
I think that you need to work on your aphorisms. That one is too cumbersome. How about, every silver lining has a touch of gray?
That works too.
The light is returning.
Oh, super groovy to hang with you guys, but the portal's calling. I'd love to come back sometime, but I never know where the portal will take me.
Goodbye, strange foreigner.
Farewell. Wherever you go, go with all of your heart.
Wherever you go with all your heart. That's a good one.
That one is mine.
Ah, Yanhui. One man gathers what another man spills.
Ah, yeah, Master.
Where will Patchouli Mumbo go next? And when? What historical figures will she annoy? Tune in for the next installment of Patchouli Mumbo, Hippie Time Traveler.
And we're back.
Yeah, I didn't like that sketch one bit. I just didn't get it.
I don't even know what you're talking about. That sketch is awesome. That's the best sketch we have.
You know, I'm not really a much of a Confucius guy myself. I'm more a fan of the Socratic dialogue, really.
That's the best sketch we have. That we led with our strongest.
Great. That's you're gonna lose all the listeners. They're gonna shut off. That was it. That was the best sketch we were gonna play on.
15 minutes in. We're done.
Wait, no, hold on. Let's give some credit where credit is due.
Okay.
I'll take that sketch.
I did all of it. It's my credit.
You did it all. You're Patchouli Moonbow. Is that what you're trying to tell people?
That's my alter ego. Yes, I did some voice acting work.
Sean was in that.
He was in that.
I was in that. It was Ellen. Ellen's going off to China. I'm mad at Ellen. She's going off to China. She's ditching us here. She's going off to Guangzhou.
We might be the blame. She wasn't going to go to China, and then she did the sketch, and now she's going to China.
Yeah, that's
maybe there's a connection.
We're basically the career kiss of death here in Portland.
No, we launched Blonde Willie's career.
This is true. We'll be talking more about him later, but in the meantime, also, yes. my brother Lucky was in that. My now estranged brother Lucky will. We'll talk more about him later, maybe.
He can call.
If he's listening right now, you can call. I'm not mad at you anymore. I'm saying this right now over the radio. I'm not mad at you anymore, okay?
There were crickets in that episode.
Yeah, yes. There were some crickets. Crickets were just electronically.
They were union crickets.
They were union crickets, and we ate them afterwards.
We ate all of them, to be fair.
I've eaten crickets on sticks. They're delicious.
So what's the next sketch?
I have no idea. I specifically did not...
Really?
We don't remember these things. Awful. But in any event, yes, call us or send an email.
Say the number again.
Right.
So, yes, because we do want someone to call and we will put you on the air and you could preferably tell us how awesome we are.
We'll take critique. I take no criticism from anybody.
Anyway.
You people sicken me with your critiques, you hippies with your bong water ice cream.
You know, by the time they call, the hippies will be so stoned they'll forget what they were called to complain about.
As long as you're calling us from Vancouver.
I won't
call the cops on you.
No, we won't. Anyway, because we're pacifist.
We're pacifists.
Puppets, so we have to be a pacifist.
Speaking of pacifists, I've got myself a Chinese food takeout menu here.
Oh, really?
The restaurant's called China's Big Secret.
Oh, where's that? Is that on Burnside?
I don't know, but the lady in the cover is doing a lot of exercises of some sort, and they seem to have nothing but organ meat on the menu. I can't touch that. I've got gout.
So... if you want to call and tell us if you've tried this new restaurant, give us a ring at 503-231-8187.
Yeah, we heard that number.
Exactly.
I'm ashamed of myself for that joke. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, you'll deal with your guilt. I'm going to play the next sketch.
All right, go with it.
All right, we'll go.
Are they gone?
Hold on.
I tell you put puppets in charge and like chaos happens.
Put my mic on.
My mic's off. Did you start that whole thing over again?
No, I figured it out. You know, it's my fuzzy thumbs.
Yeah,
this is hard work.
What did you do?
Hold on, I'm gonna fix it. I'm just gonna
sing a little song.
All right,
you
I'll cut your mic. Cock it.
Through a storm.
Welcome to Lloyd's Bridges. Hey, cool t-shirt.
Huh? Oh, thanks.
I love Arcade Fire.
Yeah, my favorite.
I love their new album.
I'm more of a funeral man.
Well, what can I get you?
How about a half-calf skinny vanilla latte?
You bet. What size?
Large.
You mean petite mal or grand mal?
Grand mal.
Excellent choice. And what name should I put that under?
Edie.
Eddie?
Edie.
Edie, like Edie Sedgwick? How cool.
No, like Edie Amin.
Wow, that's brutal. How do you live with that? What's your last name?
I just said Amin.
Your real name is Edie Amin?
Yeah, see, here's my driver's license.
For reals? That must be awful, being named after that guy.
No, I'm not named after him. I am him. I'm Edie Amin.
You don't look Ugandan.
Racist!
No, I mean...
Don't worry, I'm just messing with you. I had some work done, you know, to stay on the down low.
It suits you, especially the mutton chops. But what are you doing here?
Hey, I'd like to place my order.
Shut your bloody pie hole or I will end you.
Kid, I like your style.
So what are you doing here?
You have such comfortable chairs. The free Wi-Fi is also a plus.
No, I mean here in Portland.
Oh, good coffee. Powell's. Why not? It's cheaper than Brooklyn.
So you faked your own death?
Surprisingly easy to do. No one actually checks. Most people find corpses skeezy.
Not you, though.
Guilty as charged, good sir. Anyway, I'm sitting over there with Elvis and Andy Kaufman.
Oh my god!
Kid, you're too easy. I'm just messing with you. I mean, I do see Andy occasionally at conventions.
Look, I just want a regular coffee.
I told you to shut your mouth, maggot!
Easy, kid, you'll ruin your elbow like that. It's stab, twist, all in the wrist.
That's how I get the foam on the latte. But tell me, Edie, what do you miss?
Oh, sure, I love the music, the films, the tattoos, the cultural opportunities of Portland. Though not the rain, am I right? But back in the day, I was somebody. I mean, people trembled when I walked by. But I wouldn't trade all that responsibility for what I have now. A good book and a place to hang out.
And this latte, here you go, already.
Wow, that's really good.
I added something special just for you.
Let me guess. Nutmeg?
Khmer Bruges. It's made from Pol Pot's cremated remains.
Dude, that's so not cool.
Khmer Bruges, another Soylent Co. product. Soylent Co., we're people.
In the city that never sleeps, people love their rich, full-flavored coffee. Today, we're here at New York's famed Tavern on the Green restaurant, where we've secretly replaced their fresh-brewed coffee with Khmer Bruges, the only coffee made with the cremated remains of Cambodian dictator Pol Pot. Let's see if people notice the difference.
He's a monster, until he has his morning coffee.
Just the smell of that would wake me up in the morning.
It's strong, full-bodied, yet surprisingly mellow. Is it Colombian?
It's Cambodian. It's Pol Pot's cremated remains.
Come again?
It's Pol Pot's cremated remains.
Oh dear God!
I'm drinking Pol Pot's remains? You monster! You monster!
So cold! So very, very cold!
After a cup of this, I think I could find my keys in the morning.
Khmer Bruges, the only coffee made from Pol Pot's cremated remains. Start your day with the dictator's ashes rich enough to be served in America's finest restaurants.
Khmer Bruges, another Soylent Co. product. Soylent Co., we're people.
You know,
I've been
drinking a lot of Khmer Bruges. We get it for free now that we're sponsored by Soylent Co.
Lord Bruges, I think that's opening up pretty soon.
I hope that they open up a branch in Milwaukee, because you know what? It's just too far for me to go up north.
I think Lloyd Bridges is going to open up when the new bridge opens.
Isn't Lloyd Bridges Jeff Bridges' son or something like that?
You know, they got sponsorships. I don't know. They're throwing big money into this new coffee place.
Did someone just come in the door? Are they coming in to beat us up? No, we're defenseless puppets. We can't fight. Anyway. So those sketches, by the way, were written by Rick Deming.
He's a famous poet.
He's a genius.
Yes.
He's a handsome man, too.
Poetic genius?
Poetic. Well, I wouldn't go that far. He's a genius and he's a poet. I don't know if he's a poet.
Let's not compliment him too much. Right. He might go to his head.
Yeah, he might be listening tonight.
Uh-oh.
Driving up the coast. Anyway, so I don't even know what to say, but, you know.
Something.
All right, let's just go on to the next sketch and we'll top load it with quality. And then right at the end, we'll have some extra time. We can take some calls.
Right.
Maybe people want to talk to us. You know, there are a lot of people who think that somebody's pulling our strings. And I just, I take great umbrage at that because we're hand puppets, okay?
Oh, exactly. You know what?
Exactly.
You know, I interviewed a puppeteer today.
Yeah?
We are not marionettes.
No,
so, yes, there are no strings involved.
There's no strings attached. And one of the things
that
people...
That's a whole different type of
puppetry. One of the things that people don't get is that hand puppets hate marionettes. We don't get along. We don't like them. They don't like us. We don't like them. Okay?
Exactly.
There's anybody who's listening to this right now, if you're a marionette, don't call us. We don't want you to be on our show, okay? And if that makes me racist to say that marionettes aren't real puppets.
Can't we puppets all just like get along?
Well, maybe. Maybe we should. Maybe we can
don't
sort of
fear the string.
Maybe we can just gang up against the shadow puppets.
Is that you're throwing down the gauntlet. All right.
Any Balinese shadow puppets listening to this show, you call us up. Throw down.
All right.
Next up. wait. Next up, we open up Rolf's mail. If he doesn't get it here inside of the next 15 minutes, we're going to be opening up this package to Rolf.
Let's just assume Rolf is listening. Can you hold the package up to the microphone
right,
so he knows we're not kidding? We're not kidding,
Rolf.
Oh, Rolf, you better get
it. It could be something good.
That might be like an amazing Ubu Hour sketch.
Yeah,
and we
could
totally
be. We're
going to
just steal it.
Usurp it.
Exactly.
There
we're going to
be a puppet in there.
Did you just say usurp it?
Yeah.
Usurp. Usurp, yeah, I-surp. Alrighty.
Alright. Okay.
Next sketch.
Silent Green is people! People!
And that's just part of a larger recording taken from surveillance cameras just outside a Jersey City Soylent Co. facility. The clip is making waves on the internet and on Wall Street. Soylent Co.'s stock prices have plunged 50% in the last week as investors sell off shares following news that the company's flagship product, Soylent Green, is made of people.
Of people. Coming up next, government-run suicide centers. Should they be more child-friendly?
This is not good.
Not good at all.
I move for a complete rethink of our security procedures, starting with all of our Jersey plants.
Great idea! Beef up security!
Nip it in the bud!
Bud nipping. Case closed.
Don't you think it's a bit late for that? Not much use closing the barn door when the chickens have already escaped.
What's a chicken? A flightless bird we used to eat. Their extinction is part of the reason we're in this pickle.
What's a pickle?
Can we focus here? Richard, I see your point, the security issue. But Soylent Co. is a trusted company. For God's sake, we're a household name. I suggest a strategy of total corporate denial. Take a wait-and-see approach. This whole Soylent Green is people rumor is bound to blow over eventually.
Deny everything!
The wait-and-see approach! Brilliant!
The American people are bound to forget.
No. It's a stupid idea. Since that video was made public, the FDA has been on us like stink on shit. They've sent inspectors to half of our factories. They've not only determined beyond a shadow of feasible doubt that Soylent Green is people, they've done DNA tests. They've got names, addresses, hobbies, the whole shebang. Can you imagine the publicity we're going to get hit with?
Gee, I wonder why my old pal Jim hasn't updated his Facebook status lately. Oh, here's why. Jim's been turned into a processed meat patty by those bastards at Soylent Co.
No, I think it's safe to say that denial is no longer a feasible corporate strategy for Soylent Co.
Fine, Richard. What do you suggest?
Honesty. Soylent Co. confronts the issue head on.
Honesty? You can't be serious. We're making food from people. From people, Richard.
Exactly, from people. People like you, Edward. Or maybe people like Susan. Why not people like Maria?
Richard, I've heard enough. Soylent Co. is in deep trouble. Our stock is in the toilet. The FDA is howling for our blood. Don't even get me started on the goddamn board of directors. And you're suggesting we deal with this through honesty and clever marketing?
That's exactly what I'm suggesting, Edward. Listen, all of you, what's the one thing people like? I mean all people. Forget about social class, ethnic background, political leanings. Something that completely transcends market demographics.
Not starving to death?
Along those lines, Maria, but even more basic. Come on, people. What do people like? I mean everyone. All people.
Balloon animals!
Clowns!
Other people?
Exactly! People like people. People need people. And that is the message Soylent Co. needs to project.
It's out of the box thinking, Richard. I'll grant you that. But I hardly think we're going to be able to convince the board of directors to go along with it.
I knew you'd say that, Edward. That's why I had the boys and gals in marketing put together a prototype TV shot. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the new Edible Faces of Soylent Co.
Stephen Palmer, factory worker, Des Moines.
Jenny Bastaglia, heavy equipment operator, Brooklyn.
Jose Rodriguez, soy farmer, El Paso.
Soylent Green, made of people. People like you.
Soylent Green, made of people!
People like you! I love it!
The American people will eat it up!
Ads like this are only the first part of a far-reaching multi-level strategy. I've got R&D researching the feasibility of a whole new line of Soylent People products. Soylent Green Light, for weight-conscious consumers. It's made of skinny people.
Soylent Green Green, 100% organic, made from vegetarians, like grass-fed cows, but people.
Exactly, Susan, now you're getting it. And that's just the start. While you may think I'm crazy for saying this, but we're going to come back bigger than ever. Before this all happened, Soylent Co. was in stagnation. Now we're on everybody's lips.
And in everybody's lips.
Did she say what I thought she said?
Bad form. Bad form.
I'll just go sit over here now.
Yes, where were we? Yes, this event is the best thing that's ever happened to Soylent Co. We should thank the unidentified lunatic who infiltrated our factory and ran screaming through the streets, Soylent Green is people! He gave us our new slogan. Hell, we should hire him as a spokesman.
That's not a bad idea. Whatever happened to him?
Oh, he was eaten.
That's why you need an agent in this business. Richard, you sold me. I was dubious at first, but good work.
Thank you, Edward. I'm flattered.
Unfortunately, this current stock issue is putting us in a very rough position. I just got a text from the head office. The board is clamoring for cost-cutting measures. Goddamn bean counters. I'm sure you'll understand.
What the?
Sacrifices had to be made. Idea men are always the first casualties in any economic downturn.
He was a great guy!
Glad you're working with him.
A great loss to the company.
Right then, let's divvy him up.
Divs on the tongue.
I'll have the liver!
Pass me some of that Soylent mayonnaise, would you?
Soylent mayonnaise, another Soylent Co. product. When you care enough to serve the very best.
Soylent Co. has been read by
Joshua Samuel Brown,
Mahatma Jones,
Olga Sanchez Saltfight,
Twilight Callisti,
Mark Saltfight,
and people like you.
Hello. Well, that saved us some
there
time.
We go. Yeah, that cut off some seconds.
Speaking of Soylent mayonnaise, did you know that I make my own Soylent mayonnaise?
No.
Yeah, it's private. It's a private thing, but I guess I'm telling the whole world right now.
You're sharing that. You know,
anyway.
Is that in the kitchen in the back? KBOO's awesome kitchen.
You don't even want to know where I make my own Soylent mayonnaise, but if you ever are poking around in the refrigerator, you'll find it in there. I don't envy you.
Yeah, did you know that KBOO has a secret basement and invisible second story?
Is that where they keep the corpses?
I can neither confirm nor deny
that. The former KBOO DJs, the ones who were disappeared.
Yeah, people think they stop volunteering because they get burned out, but oh no, it's much more torrid than that.
No one stops volunteering, ever.
Ever. It's in the volunteer contract.
You know, but I do know that there actually is a secret compartment that leads right into the Jupiter Hotel.
Well, it's one of those Shanghai tunnels,
yeah,
clearly.
One of those Shanghai tunnels with vibrating beds.
That's right.
All right, so if Rolf doesn't come in the next 5 minutes, we're opening up his mail.
Here, totally.
You know?
Yes.
I'm going to start it right now. Look, what's this?
Oh, I can
look at that. Oh, I'm opening up there.
Oh, you know, he's one of those Portlander hipsters. He's riding his bike over.
He's probably riding one of those tall, fixed gear, handlebar, mustache.
That's right.
Tight, skinny jean bikes.
You know, I love that other people are listening, but really, we're only doing this for Rolf's benefit.
Yeah.
How come
nobody ever calls us?
All right, let's read off the number.
All we want is Rolf's acceptance.
All right, I'm going to read off the number. Ready?
Go on.
All right. So if you call us, dear listeners, we will put you on the air,
you know,
and you can say whatever you want.
Well, no, not with it, within reason. You know, if you actually handed me that paper, we'd save a lot of time, so I wouldn't have to just repeat the number.
Oh, well, there we go. That's
it's not like your voice is terribly legible.
Hold on. It's going to take a second because I have to walk
just
across
slide,
the room. I'm
just
a puppet.
Slide over here. Where everybody knows what we look like. All right.
All right. Here we go. What's the number?
I need my old man glasses. 503-231-8187.
You know, with those big eyes, you'd think you'd be able to read just fine.
Are we Soylent? And our website, SoylentCo.com, that's where you can listen to our stuff.
Yes.
Our email is SoylentComedy@gmail.com.
Uh-huh.
And, we'll talk about the PayPal later if you want to send us money. We're kickstarting so that we can make some potato salad with my new Soylent mayonnaise.
There we go.
Do you hear about that? Somebody's kickstarting a potato salad dish.
That's already done.
Crazy.
Yes.
We ought to be doing that.
All right. So apparently I've been informed I should be fading down things.
Fade down.
Yes.
Here, and I'll even talk a little bit slower, softer.
It's time for Cinema Analysis with your host, Clarissa Rothminder.
Good evening, and welcome to Cinema Analysis. I'm Clarissa Rothminder. Tonight's guest stars in Peter Jackson's ongoing Hobbit trilogy. Please welcome Martin Freeman.
Good evening.
A pleasure to have you on the show.
A pleasure to be here.
Tell us about your latest film, Mr. Freeman.
Well, Clarissa, my latest film is the second part of Peter Jackson's Hobbit trilogy, and as you know, I play Bilbo Baggins, a brave hobbit on a quest with a ragtag group.
I'm sorry, did you say second installment?
Yes, it's a trilogy. It's been fairly well publicized.
I don't watch television. But wasn't The Hobbit a single book, small thing, meant for children?
Yes, well, following on the success of the Lord of the Rings trilogy, Peter Jackson and the studio made the call to...
Yes, I know. Made the call to transform a beloved short children's story into a gargantuan three-part box office monstrosity to sell popcorn and Happy Meals.
Well, I'd hardly put it that way. I mean, Peter's a master craftsman. It's visually stunning.
If I wanted to spend 9 hours touring New Zealand, Mr. Freeman, I'd book a flight to Wellington.
With due respect, you seem to be taking this all a bit personally. I'm an actor. I don't produce the films. I just act in them.
Well, I don't hold you personally responsible.
Thank you, I suppose.
You're welcome. Next question. Do you ever see Elijah Wood?
Well, we worked together in the first movie. If you'll recall...
I don't recall. I didn't see that one either.
Right. Why did you invite me on the show?
Do you ever find yourself wishing you were him? Elijah Wood, I mean.
What are you on about? I'm not sure I understand your line of questioning.
Mr. Freeman, I'll have you know I'm used to hostile interview subjects.
Oh, I'm not being hostile, it's just...
Moving on. You're also involved in television, are you not?
That's right. I've also been playing Watson in Sherlock. It's a very well-received show.
So you're a second fiddle, are you?
Beg your pardon?
The lead. You don't have it.
Well, I mean, Watson's an integral part of the whole Sherlock Holmes canon, isn't he? It's not like I'm bloody gaffer now, is it?
Gaffers do a critical job, Mr. Freeman. Without gaffers, actors would trip over the cables. You wouldn't want that, would you?
Of course not. I mean, I don't mean to denigrate anyone. It's just...
You're working with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yes, he plays Sherlock Holmes in Sherlock. A talented, talented actor, Benny is.
Do you ever wish he would trip over the cables on set?
What? Why would I want that? For fuck's sake, we're friends.
He is much taller than you.
Well, yes. What's your point? You're supposed to be interviewing me about the Bloody Hobbit trilogy.
Do you ever wish you were taller?
Look, I don't see what that...
If you were taller, you might have gotten to play Holmes. Then you wouldn't have to play the Hobbit.
What? I've about had it with you.
Are you sabotaging your career, Mr. Freeman?
That's it. I'm leaving.
Arthur Dent.
What was that?
Nothing. I just sneezed. Goodbye.
Oh, you didn't? I just heard you say Arthur Dent.
Well, you did play Arthur Dent.
And what of it?
In 2005's Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yes, I had the lead in that film. May I leave now?
Another awful film.
Look, did you even see it?
No.
Fuck you, I'm leaving. My agent will hear about this. You'll be lucky to get any guests on your bloody show in future.
Tell us about working with Sir Ian McKellen, Mr. Freeman.
What?
What's it like working with Sir Ian McKellen? He plays Gandalf in the Hobbit trilogy, correct?
Well, it's a really good experience to work with an actor of Ian's caliber, and...
He was in the latest X-Men film.
Yes, yes he was.
He's also much taller than you. I'm beginning to notice a theme in your career.
That's it. Piss off. I'm out.
Thank you for tuning in to Cinema Analysis. I'm Professor Clarissa Rothmeinder. Join us again next week when I'll be interviewing Matt Damon, star of the tediously overlong Bourne trilogy, who really hasn't made a film worth watching since 1997's Good Will Hunting. Good night.
All right, how's that for fade out, baby?
That was a fade out, all right. Speaking of fade out.
That was a fade out of beauty.
I'm reading this letter.
What letter?
First off, it smells. It smells. No, it's not ours, unfortunately. Oh. We haven't been on the air long enough to get love letters that smell like perfume. I opened up Rolf's mail. I hope he doesn't mind.
Is it from an obsessed fan?
It's dear Rolf. Look, and it's handwritten.
Oh.
Dear Rolf, I love you.
Uh-oh.
I love...
Wait, are there photos in there? Oh,
the
man.
Ubu
it's a good thing we're not
hour.
On TV.
Actually, it's not. It's actually... It seems to be written in blood or ketchup or something.
Well,
some Soylent product.
Maybe it is a Soylent product.
What do I need to do to be on your show all the time?
Wow, this is an intense film.
I want to be with you always.
Ooh.
I want to be inside you always. Oh, okay, now I can't read this anymore. Let me just stuff this back in the envelope. We'll just put this back and pretend that we didn't open
right.
it up.
He's not going to listen to the show. He's riding his bike over.
He's not. He's riding his bike right. unless he's, you know.
We'll tell him nothing.
And if you are listening to the show, Rolf, I want to let you know that riding a bicycle while listening to any sort of radio program or MP3 or music is very, very dangerous.
That's right. You're putting your life in jeopardy.
You're putting your life in jeopardy. So forget about the fact. Before you start accusing people of reading your mail live out on the air, you should think about your own safety.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, listeners, there are thousands of listeners. It'll be.
I turn that around.
It'll be our secret between. It'll be Floyd and the thousands of listeners.
It's our secret between whatever listeners. Literally. No, seriously. Yes. We can't be any more serious than this.
Right.
If there are any listeners, literally any, even one, just call us right now.
What's the number?
You gave me the piece of paper, didn't you?
I did give you the piece of paper.
did I rip up the piece of paper? What did I do with the piece of paper? Wait, here it is. Hold on.
Okay.
I got it.
All
I got it.
Right.
No, seriously.
We have professional puppets here. Professional.
Because we're sad. We think that maybe people aren't listening to us.
I know.
If nobody calls, I'm just going to play this entire show backwards. Which actually is something that Wonder shows and did. Episode 2. Anyway.
Italy. What's the number?
503-231-8187.
All right.
That number again.
Mm.
503-231-8187. It's their lucky number.
That's right.
All right. Now we've got another sketch going on
here. This looks like a long one.
This is going to be a good one.
I think this is going to be awesome.
If you don't like the sketch, then that means that you're crazy.
All right. So here we go. Okay.
Here we go.
But
you did. See, that's because you didn't fade. You didn't fade down. You didn't move the slider over. We're trying to help you.
Oh, I tell you, we are so professional.
No, dude, how about, why don't you...
Dude, we got a phone call.
Oh, God, this is exciting.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Hello, this is K-Bear.
They're not going to be on the air. You have to press things. And no, you're not... What if they cuss?
Can we put you on the air, or would you like this to be a private conversation?
They can.
Ooh, okay, hold on. All right, let's do this. Well,
hold on. All right, we've got some very important things going on here. This is live radio.
We don't know if this will work, but say something awesome.
You're not.
Did you hear him?
No, I can't hear a thing.
I don't know.
You know what? Somebody needs to pass their board op test.
No, you're not coming through at all. But let's hold on, and we'll start the next sketch.
Yeah, we're going to suss this out, buddy.
Yes, we're
can you hear
this
us?
Out. Okay, hold on.
All you're right. Our lifeline.
There's so many things going on. Okay, hold on.
Just put on the...
On your feet, louts! His Majesty approaches!
His Majesty approaches!
Well, the prince himself. That takes a lot of bollocks seeing how bully this so-called siege has gone.
Maybe he's got good news. Maybe his father, the king, sent him more troops or at least some supplies.
He better.
I haven't had a hot meal in a fortnight.
Nor a bath in twice as long, judging by your smell.
Shut up, the lot of you. I'll not have the prince thinking my men are a bunch of whining Nancys. Why did you join the king's army in the first place?
We didn't join. We were, watch my air quotes, conscripted. I had a promising career in dung collection before they dragged me off.
Shut up! The prince!
Greetings, most brave and valiant men of the Royal Armed Forces. His Majesty has recognized how difficult it's been maintaining the siege around the city of North Wallop, stolen by the most naughty and heretical anti-Bishop Muffman.
A pox on his name.
For months, you have maintained the king's royal wing of steel around the fortress's nigh impenetrable walls.
And for months, we've been starving and freezing our bloody bollocks off.
Your bravery has not gone unnoticed and will not go unrewarded. The prince himself has come to thank each and every one of you for your effort and sacrifice.
The prince, here?
About fucking time.
At grave risk to life and limb, His Majesty has traversed the many miles from the safety of the capital to bring you, lowly foot soldiers, words of comfort and encouragement.
Hooray, the prince.
Hooray,
whatever.
Brave and noble foot soldiers, it gladdens my heart to see you all in full force and royal splendor gathered outside the gates of North Wallop, taken temporarily by the most treacherous and heretical rebel clergyman, this self-styled anti-Bishop Muffman. We know full well how difficult this extended siege has been.
What do you mean, we? Where's your father, the king?
Alas, my father couldn't make it. The royal gout is acting up again, what with all the feasting of the last few months.
Good explanation, your highness. Walk solid.
Feasting for months? While we've been rotting out here all winter keeping up the siege.
Alas, my father had no way of knowing how tenacious the followers of this godless fanatic would be in holding North Wallop. His wanton lust for perverting the holy text seems to have imbued them with Satan's own power. But fear not, they cannot hold out much longer.
They seem to be doing a pretty fucking good job of it so far.
We lost half an army trying to storm those walls last week.
We are not unaware of your difficulties. Indeed, we too have sacrificed much in the name of royal justice and honor. Our varied journey here, fraught with peril, offers testament to this.
Very good, my ward. Tell the ruffians of your peril.
Why, our ride here from the capital was dreadful. We ran out of fodder for the wagon train horses halfway. I had to send back my retainers, my pastry chef, and the boy who polishes my prized collection of ornately carved mahogany snuff boxes.
Tragic, my lord. You have sacrificed much.
Snuff boxes? Pastry chef, we've been on half rations for a fortnight.
My shoelaces yesterday.
The ongoing siege has caused us all to suffer. Just this morning, the princess and I were forced to breakfast on a meager rasher of lean pork belly and a dozen common duck eggs for want of my prize peahens.
Most dreadful, my liege, most dreadful.
Did he say princess?
I'd not seen a lady in months.
Well, there was that lady who dropped boiling oil on old Tom during last week's assault.
She was a looker. Pity about Tom.
We realize that you men have long lacked for companionship of the fairer sex, having left your own women back home where even now they are likely succumbing to all manner of fleshly temptation with whatever strapping young peasant boy might happen by. Even now as I speak, many of your wives are having their loins and breasts fondled by the rough and calloused hands of farm boys and
Goat herders.
My molly. I'll kill them both.
What a bit, calm down, Bill. Calm down. No, he didn't mean it like that. He didn't mean it like that.
Perhaps my lord ought to circle back to his own personal sacrifices?
Know ye, all men, that a prince doth to love, and a prince doth to sacrifice. Why, owing to the treacherous nature of the journey, and in deference to the deprivation of you men, I personally have only brought along two royal consorts, the royal masseuse, the royal pedicurist.
Royal pedicurist?
And of course, the lovely Princess Ambrosia.
Bring out the Princess Ambrosia.
Boo.
Boo.
Yes, of course. What better way to lift the spirits and morale of our fighting men than to remind them of their own loved ones?
Most of whom are likeliest not being rogered senseless by the village blacksmith at this very moment.
Yes, well, perhaps sire ought to reconsider his phrasing?
Men, I give you, not literally, of course, my lovely wife, the Princess Ambrosia.
Ooh la la! So many handsome men, all fighting and dying for my glorious husband and the honor of the Kingdom Royal.
Restrain your tongues, men! Do not sully Princess Ambrosia's innocent ears with bawdy patter and catcalls!
My husband, the prince, he has been, how you say, so very concerned about you, all his men, fighting for the kingdom. Why, just last night, it took nearly an hour to bring the royal member to climax. So concerned about his soldiers was he. Why, I was sure that half the time that he ravaged my sexy, sexy body, his thoughts were on you. So long did it take? And the second time he devours me? Oh, la la. My sexy, sexy body was sore all over. Everywhere.
What time is that halibut in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
Hey, you put that away!
And there's more. The night before, alors, during the menage a trois with the royal consorts, the prince was so worried over the well-being of you men that he had to send one girl away. It was meant to be a menage a quatre. Blonde, brunette, and the redhead.
Perhaps it would be better if the princess refrained.
Maybe, but such handsome, handsome men. I am sure your wives all wait for you at home, even now, holding you close in their thoughts as they give their sweet young bodies to every Tom, Dick, and Harry that happens by. Oh, the naughty possibilities. Just thinking about it inflames my loins. If only there was some way that I could comfort you all.
I'll take care of you in the tent.
Perhaps His Majesty ought to discuss matters more strategic with the men.
Of course, of course. Men, it has not escaped our royal notice that the enemy has in desperation resorted to the use of wildfire and boiling oil.
A cowardly strategy, Your Majesty, to repel our royal and most righteous siege.
Quite cowardly. You will therefore all be happy to know that in light of tomorrow's planned do-or-die siege of the city walls, my royal father has spared no expense in hiring the greatest alchemist in the kingdom, who has devised a method to counter the effects of this most unchivalrous weapon.
You've got a way to stop the wildfire from broiling us in our armor?
Yes!
Go on.
Men, I give you the royal alchemist, Theodorus von Schneiberpelt of Ulm.
Yes, the countering of boiling oil course, wildfires and other burning weapons has been one that has baffled alchemists for centuries. Dreadful, dreadful things. Horrid, nasty burns inflicted in sorts of burning, painful miseries. Burning hair, skin peeling off, the screaming. Dreadful.
We know that. How do we stop it?
Yes, yes. Coming round to that. After much experimentation on petty criminals, heretics, and the like, free thinkers, you know, the usual sort, I've devised a foolproof method of countering the terrible damage inflicted by wildfire.
We heard that part, ow!
Yes, well, let's get into that. In the event of being struck with wildfire, burning oil, you know, while scaling the city wall in defense of the king and country, the solution is to submerge oneself with no delay, mind you, into the water. To be conveniently found beside the wall itself, in the murky depths of the moat surrounding the city wall. That's it. Quite simple, really. Not sure why we didn't think of it earlier. Yes, you with the raised hand and grotesque facial bone. You have a question?
Wouldn't we then, you know, just drown? In the moat, I mean? Pulled down by the weight of our armor?
You fight wearing armor, do you?
Go away, fucking armor, you fucking twit!
You fucking royal jet!
Yes, that does make sense. Changes things a bit.
No further questions!
Put us on.
All right, we are back.
We had a telephone call from a man from the future on the moon. I didn't.
Yes.
I never got it whether he was from the moon on the future or the future on the moon.
Both.
He had all sorts of things to say about how the Earth had been destroyed and turned into a living hellscape, but he did give us some good news, which is that they did finish Game of Thrones.
So, that's all that matters.
Good. Everything else I kind of expected, but that George Martin, I mean, it's all sketchy with him.
I know.
Anyway, we figured out how to put you on the air. So if you call us up at 503-231-8187, we can put you on the air. Man on the moon, on the future.
Yes.
Man on the future moon.
Because KB has such technology, we can get callers from the
future. We've actually got future technology available. His name was Claude or Chloe. I forget.
Claude or Chloe.
Claude or Chloe, you can also write us at soylentcomedy@gmail.com.
Yeah, and if there's any puppets out there that would like to come guest star,
feel free. But no marionettes.
We'll take you under our wings.
Marionettes are unclean vermin. And I know.
Marionettes are welcome on the Ubu Hour.
Marionettes can go on the Ubu Hour. You're throwing it down, are you, Rolf? I don't normally go around quoting Ted Nugent, okay? But when it comes to marionettes, I will. Quite, you know, whenever you see a marionette, you don't know who's pulling their strings.
Well, this is true.
But with a hand puppet, you know. You can always see.
You can always see the hands.
Whose hand is up them.
This is true.
You know whose hand is up me, right? Because I don't.
Well, see, I don't think we can reveal that on the air.
Let's not. No. Now we're just running out the clock.
We
got 2.5 minutes for the Ubu Hour.
Yeah, next stop, Ubu Hour.
Next stop, and what more can we say, really?
Well, this has been Puppet Radio Theater. I am Hazel.
And I think you should slap on the theme song now, because then at least we're talking over the theme song. What's he doing?
Slap on the theme song.
Slap on the theme song.
Here we go.
But don't take our voices off, though. We can talk, and then I can give thanks and praise.
No, it doesn't play.
And Hosanna. Lower it. God, lower it.
Okay.
All right. Now is the point where I'll use my real voice to say...
Puppet Radio Theater was produced at KBOO 90.7 in Portland, Oregon. Puppet Radio Theater was written by Joshua Samuel Brown and Twilight Calisti, and also B. Seth Brown. I think there was also some writing in there by Rick Deming There may have been little snippets of writing by other people in there. We're not sure, we can't remember their names, but they're all very, very dear and important to us. The music that you're listening to is Candy Girl by Zug's Rift. And is there anything else that we can say for the minute that we have left about this particular episode of Public... Let's start that again.
You suck! That's why! You suck! You're not even good on the radio! You got a radio face!
Don't be cruel to me, Floyd! Don't be cruel!
Listen, I'm taking over. Puppet Radio Theater, something, something. Send us money. Also, SoylentCo.com. Also, Twitter on Facebook. And if you want to Twitter us and Facebook us and gmail.com account.
All right.
And all also right. The email.
Is
that it?
We'll be back next month.
We'll be back next month with a new episode.
All right. Bye-bye.
Call us. Email us. We love you.
This is
KBOO Portland. Boot.
Boo.
And you are tuned to the UBU Hour.
Radio Theater!
1919. Punch the shit out of the wall.
Any trouble?
Arm enough, men!
You broke the law. Law no more.
There it is. The records were messed up. You are now free to go. A month earlier than we thought. How does it feel, Mr. Dimajad?
I just want to be with my wife and my daughter again.
That's the attitude, Dimajad. We'll mail the rest of your stuff to the apartment.
Sure. All those letters. Jane and I wrote to each other every other week. I can't wait to see her face when I walk in. They don't expect me for another month.
It's all here. The money earned the last 9 years.
Thank you, Warden.
Good thing you weren't in one of those private facilities where the money goes to the corporation. You want to count it?
No need for that. I trust you.
You earned it, fair and square.